The federal government is using new data on university completion rates to make the case for its reforms to the tertiary education sector. Two government reports out today show university students are dropping out of their degrees in record numbers, while one third are failing to find work after graduating. But the university sector says the figures are misleading and, when taken as a whole, show tertiary education is punching well above its weight when it comes to student outcomes. Claire Slattery reports.
Jennifer Kane might not yet have a university degree, but she's probably more qualified than most to talk about them.
I don't have any degrees. I've just transferred. I'm getting this one, though. I'm not moving again. My hex is too high.
Since finishing school, the 21-year-old has started four different bachelor degrees at various universities.
I transferred from out of the arts degree because I wanted to do law at Melbourne Uni, but I kind of discovered that it wasn't for me and I didn't feel like the university kind of fit what I wanted. There was just too much pressure, really. And then I went to La Trobe and I was studying speech pathology, but not a fan of kids. So I was like, okay, this isn't for me. And then I came here.
Now at Melbourne's RMIT, Jennifer Kane is about to finish her first year of a four-year Bachelor of Finance and Economics. This time, she's confident she'll get through it.
I find RMIT just offers a lot of, support. I think I've got some chronic pain disorders and they offer a lot of help with equity support and everything.
While four degrees sounds like a lot, Jennifer Kane might be typical of many of today's university students. New data released by the federal government shows two-thirds of students don't complete their degrees within 6 years, and about one-third are failing to get a job straight after they finish. The Federal Education Minister is Simon Birmingham.
Well, of course, we have many, many more students at Australian universities now than we had in the past. Since 2009, when the so-called demand-driven system was introduced, universities have enjoyed the autonomy to enrol as many students as they want, in whatever disciplines they want, and receive guaranteed taxpayer funding for each and every student. And they've seized that with both hands and dramatically grown enrolments. Now, what we're seeing is indeed lower completion rates and in some instances, struggling employment outcomes.
The figures also show vast differences between universities. Those that attract more students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds and rural, Indigenous and mature age students tend to have longer completion rates. Students at other universities, such as the University of Sydney, ANU and Melbourne University, are the most likely to graduate within the six-year timeframe. Senator Birmingham is using the results to reinforce the government's push for changes to the university sector.
That's one of the reasons why the Turnbull government's reforms was proposing that some of that funding for students ought to be based on performance of universities, that it ought to be tied to ensuring success at university for students, ultimately success when they leave university in terms of getting jobs, good jobs, because that's what people want. It's about ensuring that we are fair to those students when they undertake those university courses.
But the minister's position has revived a long-running stoush with the university sector, which has been campaigning against his planned tertiary overhaul, particularly the idea of performance targets. The chief executive of Universities Australia is Belinda Robinson.
When we look at the data, what we see is there's been a 1% drop in the percentage of students completing their degrees within 6 years, and the number of students completing their degrees within 9 years remains stable. And so it's difficult to see what the issue here, because these numbers really haven't changed for quite some time, despite the fact that we have significantly expanded the higher education system. There are more people going to universities than ever have.
Belinda Robinson is also pointing out that while the employment rate for new university graduates has dropped, 3 years after they've left uni, 9 in 10 have a job, and that's the highest rate since 2013.
Look, I think the key message here is that the government has a plan to reduce the level of public investment in universities by almost $3 billion. And at the moment, I guess, and very disappointingly, they are using numbers that really need to be scrutinised before drawing conclusions that seek to put forward an argument and support an argument for very substantial cuts in investment.
Universities Australia CEO Belinda Robinson, Claire Slattery, our reporter.